one of the reasons I picked the career that I picked, which is way below what my education level is because nobody bothers me. There's some autonomy. And biggest of all, I don't have to compromise. I don't have to pretend. I can just be me. And I don't have to put on their fake corporate, fake reality, you know. Fake smile, you know. You got to enjoy what you're doing, and it's got to fit your personality. You don't have to. What I noticed about some people is they think they're getting by with it, but they're creating these fake realities. They try to project a fake reality to get you to believe that fake reality. When they always forget the lie that they told or the fake reality. So they, if you're around them long enough, they project this fake reality that to another person to make themselves look good when you were there and you actually saw it was totally opposite of what they were saying. And so they've created this pattern so long that they think it's normal. And they don't even know how it's destroying their soul. And actually they get to the point where it's hit them so many times and so hard, their soul is seared as with a hot iron, the Bible says. Their conscience is seared. They don't even know it's a lie anymore. They just think it's normal. And it's sad. And it's all walks of life, from the high level to the low level. I've seen it. I've had enough experience in life to where I've seen it, and it's not just the poor or the rich or the white or the black or the male or the female or the teenager or the 30-year-old or the 60-year-old. It's all walks of life. And it's not just one nation, it's also other nations. I've had an opportunity to experience that as well. So it's not just the U.S. or Russia or Spain or Mexico or China. It's all walks of life. There's no new human condition. Nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. And also nothing new in regards to there's no temptation taken but such as common to man. So the common temptation is to get you to change who you really are. They want you to conform to some fake identity that's not you. It's like a narcissist trying to, they can't be themselves, so they project this false image out there. Because, and so imagine living that way for 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Imagine living that way for that long. And you projected this false image that's not even real to mask and hide the insecurities and the pride. So it's the Jezebel spirit that is being masked. So all their insecurity, all their pride, they mask it with that false, fake identity, right? So the old Adam, instead of getting a new heart, they mask the old Adam with a fake face, you know. It's a plastic face. Instead of getting saved and getting a new heart, they mask the old Adam with a fake face to hide their pride or their insecurity. And I had a sister in Christ tell me that. They shift up and down from pride to insecurity, pride to insecurity. And when they go into that insecurity, it scares them so bad, they have to throw their pride and project it on us. It's your fault. It's you. It's your fault. You did it. And they go back into pride. If they're in security mode, they don't stay there long. If they're in the insecurity mode, they don't stay there long. They go back to pride really fast because that's the way of the world, right? It's kind of like a wild animal out in the wild. They bow up. They blow up to try to look bigger than they are, you know? So the pride is to cover that insecurity. And so they're in reptilian mode, right? So they're either in insecurity or pride, reptilian mode. Either way, both modes pretty much the same. It's the same deal.